In the name of Jesus. Crux sola est nostra theologia. Cross alone is our theology. These the words of Dr. Luther, and thus also every Lutheran sermon. If the cross is not in the sermon, it's no Lutheran sermon. Or if you take the cross out of the sermon and it can get along just as well without it, there are no Lutheran sermon. Or still more Lutheran, we preach Christ and him crucified. I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And still yet more Lutheran, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The small catechism bids us to begin each day and end each day with the sign of the Holy Cross. And so each day set to be lived in our baptism, which incorporated us with the death and resurrection of Jesus. At baptism, the cross, the abbreviated name of God, was done upon us. Where his name, there is the Lord. Where his doxa, there is the Lord. His doxa, his kavod, locates him. He is, of course, everywhere. But is he there for you? Is he anywhere for you? Today's gospel says yes. Jesus says there is a place where I am there for you. The cross is the doxa point. And that has time location under Pontius Pilate, we say. Jesus said, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. For this purpose I have come to this hour, the hour when he is lifted up. This is an enthronement word, and his throne is the cross. That is the doxa point. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. There is God, there for you, and not only for you, but for all men, or better still, for all men, and so also for you, and no, just me and Jesus. And yet, for all men can fly past us. And so the for you, the delivery done by the means of grace. As Dr. Luther says, the gospel is not Christ. The gospel is the proclamation of Christ. The proclamation of Christ is the proclamation of the cross. The proclamation of the cross for you. And so the delivery of the cross, and with it all that was there achieved for you. That day, long ago. We are not back there, nor need we attempt to get back there with some sort of getting contemporary with it, mimesis, or, as Trent said, re-presentation. Our Lord is not back there today, but here, where he is having his words spoken, the words which deliver him. Dr. Luther said, if you want your sins forgiven, don't go to Calvary. There forgiveness was won for you, but there it is not given out. You go to the Lord's Supper. There forgiveness is not won for you, but there it is given out. The Lord's Supper has always a specific place and time. For there to be a delivery to us, it cannot be otherwise. We go on only as we are located at a particular place and time. The Lord has appointed the place and time for the delivery of his gifts, means of grace, externum verbum, and so gifts. That is, from him to you, by way of located words, water, wine, and bread. So here we are in the liturgy at Concordia Seminary on September the 14th. September the 14th is neither September the 13th nor the 15th. 2 days' manna, no go. Just another day, never. He has gathered us here in his name. He speaks his words to us by the mouth that he has put there for his use in speaking his words. And he speaks them into this day. If that does not make it special, what would? And each day into which he speaks his words to us is a particular day. What's in where you are at today? Is that important? Must be, if our Lord thinks it's worth speaking his words into it, his words which deliver what they say to you today, September 14th. For all of today's specificity, the specificity of our Lord's located words, the specificity of your day today, are yet not isolated, do not yet isolate this September 14th from all other September 14ths. And I, when I am lifted up, will draw all men to myself. The cross is the central and focal point of all days, rejoiced in by all who rejoice that Christ has drawn them to be his, to be his servants who follow him each of their days under the sign of the Holy Cross. Pazas tas hemeras, as it says in the words of institution of holy baptism and holy ministry. And so it's a sort of Sherlock Holmes fun to follow the liturgiologists as they track down how come September 14th is Holy Cross Day. You can't have a Holy Cross Day without a particular day, and there's no particular day without its specific this and that, its particular peculiarities, none of which is a matter of indifference to our Lord. How particular things were in the early 7th century. It certainly looked as if the church was done for. Princes and prelates and even some theologians were playing power games in the name of Christ. Evil empires, first one and then another from the south, went on destroying churches. It was in the year 614 that the Persian king Chosroes II conquered Jerusalem and took away what was regarded as the true cross. The emperor Heraclius defeated him and brought the cross back to Jerusalem, September 14th in the year of our Lord 629. Or it may be that September 14th came to be the day for celebrating this event, for its being the day of the discovery of the true cross and its placement in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in 335. To be uncertain about which day does not mean that there was no day. Nothing happens except on a particular day at a particular time. The temptation to our piety is to slip away from such locatedness, as we may observe in those walking from this place at 9:30 today. If we examine the piety of Heraclius, we may find a few things wrong with that. Best begin with ourselves. There is no hope for any of us apart from the cross. Where's that? At a place identified by the cross, and where the means of grace are going on for you. Here, now, September 14th, Holy Cross Day, its gifts, blessings for Heraclius, for Helena, and for you. Amen.